Easter, Week 3, Friday. Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. Psalm 68. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68 continued. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favour. In your great love, answer me, O God. With your help that never fails, rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find. For food they gave me poison, in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Psalm 68 concluded. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. A gift pleasing to God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad. The God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Heaven and earth rejoice, O Christ, Alleluia, because you have risen from the dead. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 10. I, John, saw another mighty angel coming down out of heaven. He was dressed in a cloud, with a rainbow round his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like columns of fire. He had a small scroll open in his hand. He put his right foot on the sea, his left foot on the land, and called out in a loud voice that sounded like the roar of lions. After he had called out, the seven thunders answered back with a roar. As soon as they had spoken, I was about to write, but I heard a voice speak from heaven, "Keep secret what the seven thunders said. Do not write it down." Then the angel that I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his hand to heaven and made a vow in the name of God, who lives for ever and ever, who created heaven and all things in it, the earth and all things in it, and the sea and all things in it. The angel said, "There will be no more delay, but when the seventh angel blows his trumpet, then God will accomplish his secret plan, as he announced to his servants the prophets." Then the voice that I had heard speaking from heaven spoke to me again, saying, "Go and take the open scroll which is in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will turn sour in your stomach, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from his hand and ate it, and it tasted sweet as honey in my mouth. But after I had swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Then I was told, "Once again, you must speak God's message about many nations, races, languages, and kings." Responsory from Revelations 10. When the trumpet sounds, then God will accomplish his secret plan, as he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia. Then will appear in heaven the sight that heralds the Son of Man. All peoples of the earth will see him coming on the clouds of heaven with great power and glory, as he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia. A reading from the Sermons of St. Ephrem, Sermon on Our Lord. Our Lord was trodden underfoot by death, and in turn trod upon death as upon a road. He submitted to death and endured it of his own free will, in order to destroy death against death's will. For our Lord went out carrying his cross, according to death's wish. He cried out on the cross and led the dead out from hell against death's wish. Death killed him through the body which he bore. The same body was a weapon with which he conquered death. His divinity was hidden beneath his humanity and came to death, which killed him, and itself was killed. Death killed his natural life, but in its turn his supernatural life killed death. And so, since death could not devour him without a body, and the world of the dead could not swallow him up without flesh, he came to the Virgin, so that he might receive from her a chariot on which to ride to the underworld. In the body he had assumed, he entered death's domain, broke open its strong room, and scattered the treasure. And so he came to Eve, the mother of all the living. She is the vineyard whose hedge death opened by Eve's own hand, so that she might taste death's fruit. Thus Eve, the mother of all the living, became the source of death for all the living. But Mary blossomed, the new vine compared with the old vine, Eve. Christ, the new life, lived in her, so that when death, brazen as ever, approached her in search of his prey, life, the bane of death, was hidden within her mortal fruit. And so when death, suspecting nothing, swallowed him up, death set life free, and with life a multitude of men. This glorious Son of the Carpenter, who set up his cross above the all-consuming world of the dead, led the human race into the abode of life. Because through the tree the human race had fallen into the regions below, he crossed over in the tree of the cross into the abode of life. The bitter shoot had been grafted onto the tree, and now the sweet shoot was grafted onto it, so that we might recognize the one whom no creature can resist. Glory to you! You built your cross as a bridge over death, so that departed souls might pass from the realm of death to the realm of life. Glory to you! You put on the body of a mortal man and made it the source of life for all mortal men. You are alive. Your murderers handled your life like farmers. They sowed it like grain deep in the earth, for it to spring up and raise with itself a multitude of men. Come, let us offer the great universal sacrifice of our love and pour out before him our richest hymns and prayers. For he offered his cross to God as a sacrifice in order to make us all rich. Responsory from 1 Corinthians 15. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Now the sting of death is sin. But let us thank God for giving us victory over sin through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. We have the spirit of faith, and we believe that he who raised the Lord Jesus to life will raise us with Jesus in our turn. But let us thank God for giving us victory over sin through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty God, we have come to know the grace of our Lord's resurrection. Grant that through the love of your Spirit we may rise to new life. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.